time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Why does celebrating the 4th of July matter? After 240 years, what difference does it make? We're a completely different country now. The Second Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776, following their vote to approve a resolution of independence on July 2. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, both future presidents, were signers to the Declaration and knew that this act might be their death sentence to separate from the British rule. But the colonists had enough of this dictatorial pressure and said enough is enough. They knew Great Britain would not take it lying down and expected the British army to invade this new country. When that did happen, the colonists were essentially defenseless. They didn't have enough people to put up much of a fight or arms to stand up against the British army, much less defeat them. Yet our founding fathers signed this declaration and said what would be, in today's jargon, bring it on. As Mr. Boone said, quote, "Against all odds and even against reason, the Declaration of Independence told the world that these united colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states," end quote. They wanted to be free, to make their own decisions, to govern themselves and not be burdened by an obtrusive, overpowering bureaucracy from far away. In Philadelphia, the ceremony began with a public reading of the Declaration of Independence, followed by the ringing of the Liberty Bell in what is now called Independence Hall. The coat of arms of the King of England was taken down. A new nation was born. John Adams thought that Americans should henceforth celebrate. He wrote a letter to his wife saying, "It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shoe, game, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore." 240 years later, we still heed the words of John Adams. We have fireworks, parades, barbecues, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, and yes, even political speeches and ceremonies, public and private, coming together to celebrate the history, traditions, sacrifices, and commitments those founding fathers made many years ago. That's why, after 240 years, celebrating the 4th of July still matters. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.